Thank you for calling New Growth Capital. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
Please hold a moment.
Hello, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. This is Soraya Cardiff. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Dan had left me a voicemail to call him on DNA commercial cleaning.
Right. All right, yeah, let me transfer you to him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
He's going to be taking over everything that I was kind of doing previously, so...
Okay.
He'll be your point of kind of contact if you have any questions and
okay.
need to speak with someone directly, so...
And then if I had a question too, is Jim still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Just because we did a participation thing, so I was just wondering. I figured, I know before it was Jim would send us the thing the next day, so I just...
Yeah, no, he's still here. He's still
okay,
here.
Cool.
But yeah, my last day will be on Friday.
Oh, I didn't know you were leaving. I thought you were just moving around. Oh.
So, but yeah, Dan will be able to help you out. And,
all right. Well, it was nice working with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, he just got on the phone. So I'll tell you what was going on with DNA.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, I tried to speak with him last week, or I did speak with her last week.
Okay.
Because we were working internally on the refi as well.
Okay.
She said we were going to fund it, and she said she wanted to hold off and until she paid off her advance and then take the full amount.
Okay.
But... then you guys sent over the same signed contracts again, so I was unsure if she came back to you guys and said, what's going on?
Yeah, she spoke to the rep and told him that she wanted to just, like you said, wait till it was more paid down and then get a new loan. But then two people or some customers were slow paying her, and they were late paying her, and so she just decided she wanted to move forward.
Okay. All right, so move forward, and we'll update, obviously, the balance and everything, because I think that one's been sitting for at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so I don't know if she needs to sign something different to net something different, because...
We can update it if she's comfortable with it, or we can...
Yeah.
If she's pretty responsive, we can update the contracts, whichever one works best for you guys.
I think I think she's pretty trusting. Like, I don't think she's would mind if she doesn't have to sign something. But if she has to sign something, I'm sure she probably would too.
Okay. All right. So I mean, that's what I usually do. If I get a contract that's been kind of stale and sitting on a refi for too long, I like to update their balances, because if it's like a few hundred dollars, it's really not worth it.
Yeah.
I don't want it to like on down the line for it. Like someone else in accounting or somebody to make a mistake just because it's not the same on the contract, but
right.
if it's a significant amount, then I usually update it. So, all right, you want me to just tell Dan to give her a call and then walk her through it and give her updated balance and updated funding?
Yeah, if you could possibly, do you have by chance on, or I can email to what she would net would be about offhand? Like what her balance is right now?
Actually, I do not have that in front of me.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
Just because we participated in this last deal, so we're probably going to stay in it.
Yeah.
But part of that is that we have to call her. So I'm thinking if we call her and talk to her anyways, we could just let her know that, you know.
Here's what you're going to be updated to.
Yeah.
All right, one second. Now, you guys are looking to participate more in some deals, correct?
Yeah, we sent a request for one that funded yesterday. It was the Purity Candy deal, which we were in the first
right.
one, so we're trying to be in this one again, that one again, and then this one we'll probably stay in again for the same, but just wanted to talk with her first. Just part of it, I guess, what we're going to do is try to talk to the customers before we make a final decision.
yeah, and even then, I mean, you know, it's tough. I mean,
yeah.
You see deals that look great mm-hmm. out of the gate, and then they go bad, and you see deals that you think there's no way. I mean, like this one has a significantly lower percent chance, and they
yeah.
no issues, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. Her current balance as of today. Ooh, yeah, she missed a couple payments.
Okay.
Is $1,553.
Okay. That's her current balance?
Yes.
Okay.
So then just whatever the difference is.
Okay.
So I'll have Dan give her a call this afternoon, just update the balance for her.
Okay. Cool. All right, great. Well, then that's awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay.
All right, bye.